Oh, like in the Sesame Street thing with the five custard pies.
Six custard pies.
Oh, yeah. You had to taunt me. I said five custard pies. Johnny, six custard pies comes
seven
in.
Seven custard pies.
All right, whatever. You know what? We could play this fucking game forever. You know? You want to play pie toppers?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's play it.
All right. Eight custard pies.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Sneaky Dragon 99, and I'm feeling fine. My name is David Dedrick.
I'm Ian Boothby. This is 99, otherwise known in Canada as the Great One.
The Great One. That's
whatever
right.
It is.
Barbara
whatever
Feldman.
That's right. She was the greatest assistant to any spy in the history of television. Like, you're thinking, who was the assistant on The Man from U.N.C.L.E.? You don't remember that.
No one remembers.
Mission Impossible. Who gives a shit? No one does. You know, you got your James Bonds, and admittedly those ended up on TV, but they did not originate on TV.
No.
And all of them had vagina names. So who had dignity, class, and delivered week after fucking week?
Yeah.
That would be Barbara Feldman as Agent 99. And we're dedicating this one to her memory.
She's still alive.
No, the character's dead, though.
The character died?
Oh, horribly. Yeah, just a complete massacre. Could not have been eaten by more animals.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was a very special
special? The very special?
Actually, do you remember there was two spinoffs? Well, actually, yeah, there was two spinoffs of Get Smart, not
his son,
the movie.
His son?
Yeah, that one with Andy Dick. And there was also the Nude Bomb. That was a movie.
Well, there wasn't really a spinoff, though, because that was Maxwell Smart. So it's not like...
Well, it was Maxwell Smart as well in the spinoff. Don Adams and Barbara Feldman were actually in that one with Andy Dick.
But it wasn't called... What was the show originally called, actually?
It was called...
Maxwell Smart?
It was called Get Smarter, Dave.
Oh, Get Smarter. That's right. Sorry, I just forgot.
Created by Mel Brooks and Buck Henry.
That's right.
The guy who's on Saturday Night Live and went, who's this guy?
Yeah, who's this guy?
Why is Buck Henry on all the time?
He was the bellhop in The Graduate. Why is he... Or not the bellhop. He was the man behind the desk. What do they call a man behind the desk who works at a hotel?
Deskman.
The deskman.
A desk jockey.
He was the desk jockey. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Do you ever go to the desk races?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sponsored by Office Depot?
Sure.
Ah, it's enjoyable.
Because I'm a deck jockey.
That's right. Hey, yeah. Don't get... Wait,
oh,
save
sorry.
It,
I'm
buddy.
Getting ahead of myself
save
here.
It. Jeez.
Save it for the...
Yeah. We'll get to deck talk. You don't have to be...
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, what's that?
I'm going to be away next week, so we have to do two shows tonight.
Okay.
So anyway, should we get on with our plugs?
Sure thing. Well, that makes no sense at all.
What's that?
That you're away next week.
Yeah, I'm going away. We decided to go a little tour of the Okanagan on a little wine thing.
Mm-hmm. So that sounds...
Going to be away Tuesday till Friday, so...
Okay. Well, that makes next week very awkward.
So anyway, plugs.
Very awkward. And I think you know why. I don't know what bit I'm supposed to be doing here. Listen, folks, I spent a good portion of before the show pretending to be Cookie Monster doing tech support. And that's all I got in my head right now.
Is that right?
Basically, the thrust of the joke was, did you disable cookies? Never disable cookies. But in an adorable Cookie Monster voice.
Yeah,
and then it tangented off to his ancestors in Europe and troubles with the Tsar and persecution. And it got really dark. So that's what's going through my head right now. So anyway, you've got when you're doing like your skiddy shenanigans here, I'm sorry, I'll try and pick up on all the beats. Okay. Oh, Dave can't make it next week. That's a damn shame.
Sorry to test the limits of your improv skills, Mr. No End.
Dude, I just came from an improv tour. I am winded, brother.
You're done.
Yeah.
I've
been in your Colonnas.
Yeah.
I've been in your Nelsons. I've been in your Vernons.
Uh-huh.
And,
sounds painful.
5-hour drives in between all of them. 5-hour drives because this is the biggest province in the universe.
Explains why I've had trouble sleeping this past week.
I wonder if this is the biggest province.
BC?
Yeah.
No.
What is the biggest?
Ontario.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Thinks it's so big.
Canadian Shield?
Yeah. Though, here's the thing. If you're touring in Ontario... The major cities seem closer to me for some reason, whereas if you're touring in BC, it's all these 5-hour damn drives.
Well, a bigger population, for
exactly.
One thing.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
The people there are much denser.
And let me say, I enjoyed all the cities. I enjoyed
Colombo. That was a little knock on Ontario.
It was a good knock on Ontario. Okay. I don't know if we have any listeners in Ontario. If we do, I apologize on behalf of Dave.
Don't apologize for me.
Oh, I do.
Quite often.
The only I'm going to knock one city, though. Now, I'll tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson, it's beautiful.
Yeah?
Man, you can't find a more beautiful city than Nelson. Gorgeous. You know what?
It's more of a town than a city,
isn't it? I'll tell you something. Yeah, that's true. But when you've been traveling around all those small towns, yeah.
It feels city.
When you get there, it feels like, oh, someone knows everything's, it's going to be, I'm all right. Okay. When you get there, here's what Nelson does. Nelson does hippies right. If you want to, like, you know, the annoying type of hippie you're thinking, Nelson, they do a good hippie there. That okay. You're like, I enjoy this. You work with other people. You're in a close environment with regulars. Hey, you're not a smug jerk. It's good stuff. Good okay. Hippieing.
Yeah.
It didn't used to be. I used to go there when it was bad hippies. They've gotten their shit together. Nelson, great town. Vernon, I went to. They got rid of my favorite bookstore there, Ebenezer's. Upsetting.
Yeah.
That was upsetting.
For sure.
But the rest of the town, beautiful. Couldn't have had more
That's
fun.
Your favorite bookstore of all time, Ebenezer's? Or just your favorite bookstore in Vernon?
In Vernon.
That's a kind of a limited favorite thing to
well,
have.
Well, it's like when I go to Vernon, that's one thing I always do is I go there.
You went to Ebenezer's.
That's right.
Now it is gone.
Now, the other place we went to was Kelowna.
Yes, that's a big town. That is a city. Kelowna is a city.
Full of dreams.
It's full of dreams?
Full of drunken fucking dreams. we did a show and it went okay. Our sketch stuff did not fly as it did in the other shows as well. And the audience took it upon themselves to drink a lot and to break into discussion groups.
So were they discussing? Like Syria?
Shows they'd rather be seeing probably.
Oh, okay.
You know, things like that. Things they'd seen earlier that they enjoyed more. Yeah. I didn't fucking listen because I'm busy doing a show.
Okay.
So to those drinky drunks in Kelowna, boo. To the people who were trying to hush them, thank you. And to the other two cities, we had a delightful time. But we had fun in all of them. Though, coincidentally, we had the best snacks in Kelowna.
Okay.
Oh, they left us all these chocolate bars and great fruit. And, you know, we're not proud. We will loot the fuck out of things. But we paced ourselves. We went, we've got two other things. We can't fill up bags with chocolate bars because we got two other days worth of chocolate bars. There was no chocolate bars the other 2 days. And for the rest of the tour, we're like, God damn it. Why did we take all those chocolate bars?
Yeah.
You know, but the crew gets them and they were all happy. And so, boo on that. Anyway, plugs, you were saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Plugs. Next week is spooky almost daylight savings time, the scariest time when it gets darker than normal.
That's right. Before we set the clocks back?
Sideways. Everyone takes the clocks in Canada and sets them on their side.
Just turns them sideways on the wall.
That's right. So,
turns the microwave on its side.
That's right.
The VCR.
Yep.
It's really annoying for as far as like furniture arranging goes.
Yeah, 8 o'clock then becomes, if you put a digital clock on its side, infinity o'clock. It goes on
Well,
forever.
I have an over-the-oven, or over-the-stove microwave, so it's really difficult turning it sideways.
Completely.
This time of year.
Well, your option is just to walk into the room sideways.
The vent doesn't work properly. It's a real mess.
David just does not have a chance to vent at his house. That's why he has to do it right
here. That's right. People... Ouch.
Okay, that couldn't have been funnier. Here's what happened. Dave slaps his knee in mock joy, hits his cord on his earphones, and hurts himself. So, I don't normally laugh at another person's pain, but by gosh, that was delightful.
You do.
If that was a YouTube clip, oh, this show would be popular. Anyway, next week, we've got the Critical Hit Show. That's going to be on October 30th. It's a D&D live show, and I'm going to be in it. It's at the Rio Theater. You should come and see it. Perhaps something will be happening afterwards. Perhaps that thing would be us with
what?
A show that I like to call our 100th episode.
Anniversary.
Yeah, it's our 100th anniversary. If you don't know what anniversary means, you can call it. Well, you know what? Anniversary does not have to be annual, even though it seems like it would from the root word.
Yes, anniver.
There you go.
Yeah.
And never. And never. Yeah, that's right. So it never happens. That's the middle word. And then sorry is how it ends because it's Canadian. Anyway, if you want to come and see us, go to the Rio Theater and either watch the full show, the Critical Hit Show, which goes from 8.
Critical Hit Show.
All right. Onwards to about, 9:45 or so.
Which
like
we have established costs $6 if you buy tickets ahead of time.
Yeah.
$9 at the door.
Like a chump. Buying at the door like a chump instead of buying them ahead of time. Hey, Johnny, $3 throwaway. Is that you?
But you know, when you think about it, there's probably like a service charge for buying them online.
Is there? Not a $3 service charge.
I don't know.
Lordy, lordy. Wouldn't
if
that be
Ticketmaster,
something?
It's a $15
No,
ticket.
No, it's not Ticketmaster. Let's not go crazy.
It's brown paper or something like that.
Yeah, it's brown paper. So they send you a bottle of booze
or
with every
bag.
Ticket.
Paper bag.
Paper bag. Once again.
It's got some weird name like that. Brown bag.
Brown bag. They give you a brown bag in case you feel nauseous during the show.
I have pre-bought tickets for the reel before.
Oh, okay.
And it was something like that. Paper bag, brown bag. Something to do with
Bilbo
bags.
Baggins.
It was Brown Baggins.
It's the only Hobbit run ticket situation.
It was the cousin to Bilbo Baggins, Brown Baggins.
Have we lost you yet, folks? Have we? 99 episodes in, we've lost you completely. I don't blame you.
Plugs always work so well.
I don't blame you. Okay, so anyway, if you can, here's your options. One, I'm going to come and see the show at 8 o'clock. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We'll give you an entertaining show, D&D show, a lot
Wait,
of excitement.
So this is next week?
This next week. Okay. We'll get into that, do your shenanigans in a bit. Okay. 8 to like around 9:30 or so. And then you stick around, you watch us do the 100th anniversary of the show. Hey, if you're a tight fist Von Cheapskate, like apparently Dave is with this whole service charge business, just show up at 9:30. We will let you in for free, and you can just watch 1 hour of us doing our Sneaky Dragon thing, which will start about 10 o'clock. About 10 o'clock. But show up like 9:30, get yourself a little beverage, sit yourself down, enjoy. You'll be surrounded by D&D fans. Maybe talk about something nerdy with them. They're nice people. Maybe some will be in costume. Who knows? And we've got guests on that show that are also former guests of the show.
They're going to knock it out of the park.
Now, the reason we brought these two guests on is these are two people that we think have stolen items from our studio. And we're going to confront them live on stage.
Live on stage.
Yeah. We have some videotape. We're going to ask them. And then if they say no, we're going to, one, do a lie detector and then bring out the video evidence.
Oh, okay.
So first person who's sticky fingers is David M.
Okay.
Who you may know from the band No Fun.
Mm-hmm.
Also otherwise known as the Beatles of Surrey. Otherwise known as the sticky, Monkeys of Moncton.
Monkeys of Moncton and the Sticky Fingers. Did you say Sticky Fingers? Is that what you called him?
Yes, yeah, Sticky Fingers. David
Sticky
M.
Fingers M. Okay.
Yep, that's right. Okay. And then there is Ben Mills.
Ben Mills, yeah.
Now that guy is a real piece of work.
Is he?
And we've got a lot of things to talk about with him.
Yes.
Dave's putting on a polite face because we've got company over. And he doesn't want to ruin our Halloween dinner.
That's right.
Our special Halloween dinner.
So popular here in Canada.
That's right. Dave's got a big bowl of his spooky soup in front of him. We don't know what's underneath it.
Big bowl of roast pumpkin soup.
That's right. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's pumpkin on top. Mm-hmm. It's always a mystery item on the bottom. That's the way spooky soup works in Canada. Anyway, that guy's going to be
I remember that movie.
He's going to be doing some
pumpkin
stand-up.
Pumpkin on top.
That's right. Pumpkin on top. And then David and will be singing a couple of songs, and then we'll be trying to fill the rest of the time.
With this shit.
Do you think I'm going to crack out my old Cookie Monster in the old country? Talking horrible stories about Elmo being made into a rug. Do you think I'm going to be doing that? I might be. I might go that desperate. We'll see.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is next week. Hope to see you there. More information on our website, so sneakydragon.com.
Let's just do a quick...
Can I just say one more thing?
No.
I am going to.
Okay.
Because you would like me to say these things.
All right. Sorry.
If you're going like, I want to buy a shirt from you guys, but I don't want to buy it off the internet because I'm scared of wires and radiation from the net. Listen, come on down to the Rio. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring some shirts. We will sell some shirts to you.
We will.
We might have some other fun items there as well.
We might.
Yes. Okay. Back to David.
I was just going to summarize it very quickly.
Please.
It's October 30th.
Boom.
You can come see the Critical Hit Show.
Yep.
Starts 8 at 8 o'clock.
You should be there for about 7:30 if you're going to go to that one.
Yeah, come at 7:30. If you don't want to see the Critical Hit Show and just want to come see Sneaky Dragon, you can show up at 9:30.
Sounds good.
It's free to come in if you come after 9:30.
Yeah, free. How much are taxes on that free?
Is it free? How much is the service charges, though? It's free, but there's service charges.
Yeah.
We just want to point that out. And then, what else is that? Oh, that we're doing a show after that.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock, we're going to start the show.
About that, yeah.
Or 10 o'clock, so there about.
David M., Ben Mills.
You'll come in.
David Edrick.
There'll be us and other people wandering around the stage, looking lost and confused for a while, and then the show will start.
Yeah.
It will start exactly on time. For when it is supposed to start.
Right. Except for the technical problems that we clearly will have.
Yes, I'll forget to turn
There'll
on the computer.
There'll be a lot of
again.
Like, did you bring the wire? I don't know. And let me tell you, you know the worst place for having technical problems for a podcast or something like that?
Russia.
Yes, Russia. Mm-hmm. That's right. Russia in the 1940s.
North Korea?
Because they were busy fighting the war, and also that technology didn't exist.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's right. Generally the past, the medieval times, horrible for technical problems.
That was a terrible time.
Yeah, try to get some Wi-Fi back then.
Yeah, did you ever try to do a podcast in 1492?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I know. 21st century problems, am I right? Here's the
We totally
place.
Lost your interview with Columbus.
I did. That guy turns out to be a bit of a dick, according to the oatmeal.
The computer didn't turn on.
Boom. So, but here's the place that you get the worst tech. At a Comic-Con, and you think, like, I'm surrounded by nerds. You would think, like, someone in here would be part of the AV club. No. Like, you're there with a microphone, you're in a room full of people, and they're all just staring at you. You're like, anyone know how to make this work?
Yeah. Why is this light turned off on the stage?
Yes.
Why is one third of the stage
One third
in
of
dark?
The stage will be in darkness. Yeah. Terrible. The microphones will not work. Yeah. Awful. No one can work the control panel.
Yeah.
It's just like,
the projector never worked
properly.
What happened
to the old-timey nerd? What happened to
him? They're all in the gaming side of the con now.
Okay.
That's where they all are.
Well, we're very lucky.
Here's the thing.
Please tell me.
About it.
I will think about this. I'm thinking.
Visualize.
I'm audio visualizing.
Okay. Visualize, because when you guys did your Critical Hit show at Emerald City, which was a big hit, just so everyone knows how good the show is, even to an audience who'd never heard of it, it was a gigantic hit. But when you did your show there, perfectly fine. No technical problems at all. Stage was fully lit. All the microphones worked. People got in there just fine, in and out. Everything worked perfectly fine.
And you're saying that's because
that's where all the competent tech people are on the gaming side now.
Okay.
On the comic book side, it's Laurel and Hardy. It's two guys in bowler hats, you know, keep knocking them off and putting them back on.
And they keep trying to move that piano during
our show.
They
keep trying to move a piano up those giant stairs.
Yeah, why do we even have those stairs?
And we're like, there's an escalator.
Yeah.
Move it up the escalator.
We bought the piano elevator just for this. Though there was a siren behind us, but not quite long and loud enough. And also, of course, in Seattle, that is Microsoft land. So you got to be tech savvy there or you get executed by Bill Gates.
You think so?
Yes.
I think it's Baron Lord Gates.
Oh, is it?
What is his name again? Baron Lord Gates? I just made that up, I guess.
Yeah, I know. What are you talking about?
Baron Bill Gates.
You just made up a funny name. And what is it again? I don't know. Is that canon now? I don't know how.
I just forgot his name was Bill.
Okay.
I had not much sleep last night, is what I'm trying to say.
No kidding.
I did not have a lot of sleep.
No, I'm sorry about that. Sorry to hear that you didn't have sleep. Nightmares? Sorry.
No, I was working.
Big thrash and nightmares?
I was working. I'm trying to do like a poster for the 100th episode.
Is it an Al Jaffe type fold-in?
It's more of an Al Jaffe type crumple up and throw away. Okay. I think that's where it'll end up.
Is Al Jaffe still alive?
Yes, he is.
Oh, we should get him on it.
Get him on it?
Yeah.
Doing the poster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'd be... He's a 90-year-old man. I'm sure
that's
he has lots
I mean.
Of time.
He's an old man. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
You don't have to pay him. You just say, I paid you already. He goes, thank you. And he does the work.
He does all the hard work.
He doesn't know where he is.
They're easy to do those fold-ins.
Do you think when he dies, they're just going to do a fold-in coffin? We'll have something, and then they'll just fold it in, and it'll say something funny on the top of the coffin. Here lies a man. He's fantastic and beloved by all. And then you fold it together. So long, chump.
What I think they'll do is they'll run over him with a steamroller and then make him into the fold-in.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be better.
Except that Don Martin already think probably is a... I don't know. Is Don Martin still alive? I would say steamroller would be more appropriate for Don Martin.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
That's a pretty
and
classic.
And they just bury Sergio Aragonés in some margin somewhere.
Do you know I have a collection of Don Martin that's two... It's a slip-covered volume of two giant books. They're about 14 inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just... They're enormous.
Yeah.
And it's all glossy pages. And it's just all Don Martin cartoons.
Cool.
It's kind of crazy, though. It seems like sort of... Why?
Too much?
Yeah, because, you know, I have, like, lots of paperback collections of Don Martin, you know, where the pages are yellowing and and from, you know, being so old. And then I have this giant collection. It has everything, though. It has even, like, stuff like... Remember he drew, like, the Beatles for posters that were given away in the super specials?
Oh, wow. Okay.
It has those in there. It's like everything. Everything he ever did.
As a kid, I didn't like Don Martin because he made me feel nauseous.
Really?
Yeah. I liked everyone else except two people made me feel ill.
Okay.
One was Dave Berg.
Okay.
Yeah, because of the teeth. For some reason, that just made me like, ugh.
Really?
I see a real beautiful, sexy lady.
Yeah.
Like, well, he's not Dundrum super sexy, but he drew him sexy enough for me as a kid.
Yeah.
And then, like, you see this big mouthful of choppers, and I was like, ugh, disturbing. And then, for some reason, the blork, snork, blah, blah, of Don Martin also would just, like, turn my stomach.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I have to say, I liked every artist. Except for George Woodbridge.
What did he do?
I appreciate him a lot more now. Well, he was more of like kind of the guy you went to when you couldn't get someone else, I think. I don't know. He did like...
Mort Drucker isn't returning calls.
He didn't do that. He didn't do movie parodies. That was Angelo Torres, I think, and Mort Drucker. They did the movie parodies.
Okay.
Woodbridge was sort of the guy you'd go to for like parodies of ads or if you had like a poem about insurance sales. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Car insurance or something. You know, that's really biting and satirical that you had no, you didn't get at all when you were a kid.
Yeah.
And so, but you just, I would just read
those. How
about
you're in bad hands with Allstate? Sold in the room.
The thing is like when you got, I'm
the
same
way now. A piece of the rock on your head, sold in the room.
I'm the same way now. If I buy a magazine, I read it from front to back and I don't not read some, even if I'm like.
Except during daylight saving when you turn it sideways.
When I turn it sideways. Then I read it from side to side.
That's right, which works for the Playboy,
from
but
the front
really
side,
no other magazine.
From the front side to the back side.
Mm-hmm.
And
a lot of backsides in Playboy.
Mm-hmm. And you know, even if it's like an article about some musician I don't know, I don't really care about, or that, I'll just still read it because it's in the magazine and So weird. And it was the same with Mad Magazine when I was a kid. Even if it was incomprehensible or even seemed slightly dull, I would still read it all the way through because I just felt like, you know, it's in there. I should read it. I'm reading the magazine.
Absolutely. You know? I'm just picturing now a music magazine full of people you don't know called Who Cares? It's just all musicians and styles of music you don't care about, people you've never heard of, and it's all just long articles.
Well, there's other
about
names for that sort of magazine, like Rolling Stone.
Oh.
Or Spin Magazine. They would fall under
that. Does
that
still exist?
Yes, it is.
Does it?
I believe it does.
Wow, things don't spin anymore.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Like, it seems like you can only have Spin Magazine
actually,
if there's records.
It's gone, because it was part of...
Yeah, probably. It was wrong, but I don't know.
Well, it's part of the Penthouse Empire, so...
Bob Guccione.
Bob Guccione, his son edited Spin Magazine, or at least
I think Bob Guccione was a Spider-Man villain for a couple of issues.
Is that right?
I don't know. He was
the hair man?
The Letcher.
The Letcher. I always picture him as being a very hairy man. I don't know why.
I picture him like, that's his powers, his body hair will reach out and grab you.
Tentacles.
Like, I'll get him from the back. No, he's got back hair, too! And you're like sucked in. It's terrible. Ugh. Ugh. You defeat him by throwing him in a hot tub.
I don't have... Do you have Penthouse Magazine?
Do I have
still
one
have
currently?
Them? Yeah, do you still have them?
Do I still own them?
Do you have one laying around, like you have in your collection of junk?
No, I don't actually... Did you say my collection of jugs?
Junk.
Okay.
Yes, my collection of Jug Magazine. Is there the odd...
It's not Penthouse, just Jug Magazine, Dave.
Misfiled.
David, correction. It's Jugs, not Jug Magazine. Jug Magazine is a magazine for hillbillies. Moonshine-related topics. Right. You might have picked that one up by mistake, thinking it was Jugs.
That's right. Top 10 ways to avoid the feds.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've got any of those type of magazines. I had a Playboy with Jane Mansfield in it, and I don't know where that is right now.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes.
I have a big collection of Playboy, I have to admit.
Okay.
Because someone was selling it at a garage sale.
Ah, that's usually what happens.
And they were kind of 60s, early 70s, and I was like, well, that's prime time.
Right. And so it was Playboy. A guy sitting by a table, and there was a big stack of Playboy.
And he was masturbating.
I was just going to go, and I'm masturbated out. He said, I ain't got no more, son.
But I don't find that.
I used it all up. A warning to you, boy. It's a limited supply.
Playboy is no good for that, to me. Like, it just doesn't...
But if you want
to
read an interview with Spiro Agnew...
Yeah.
If that does it for
you.
Yeah.
If you want to read... Like, I was so happy because it had Feds and Heads, the board game, the Gilbert Shelton board game with the fabulous Furry Freak Brothers is in one of them. Now, that's exciting to find. And just the whole magazine itself is amazing. Like, the use of different papers and, you know, it's just, I mean, now it's like as thin as a newsletter.
It's still oddly for sale at 7-Eleven. That feels weird. Huh. It's like, well, you're going to buy one at 7-Eleven? You're going to do that? That's weird. In a lineup with people with their Slurpees, and then you buy your Playboy.
What's truly weird is that it sits. Does it still sit with like a thing over the cover?
Oh, I don't know. It's always in the back, and I do not reach for it. But it's in a plastic bag.
Okay.
So you know, there's that.
Because it just seems strange, because remember, like there was a time when you went into the 7-Eleven and the Penthouse and Playboy and whatnot were behind the counter
with your forums. Yeah.
Forum's a good magazine. With a black, had a black cover over it. But it seems weird now, like in the age of FHM and Maxim and whatnot.
Yeah.
To even, why?
Seems strange. And it seems like the day of their clever covers is gone. When they have like a very clever, sexy, weird cover. And like, oh, now it's just like, hey, you like ladies? There's one. Done.
Well, that's still part of the fun of the old Playboys is trying to find the bunny on the front cover.
Because
everyone had an image of the rabbit. Sometimes it'd be obvious. It's a rabbit pillow, you know. And you're like, I see the rabbit pillow. Yay, I got this one. But the other one might be harder, and it might be like just her zipper. You know, whatever it's called, to help you pull up a zipper. It might be shaped like a rabbit.
Yes. But I was going to say fob, but that is not correct.
No, I don't think it's a fob.
No. But the weird thing is, like, when you go to the 7-Eleven, though, and you look at all the magazines, with the exception of, say, a men's health or something where it's muscly fellas, that kind of stuff, or like a GQ, everything else is just women showing a lot of boobs. Anyway, like everything.
Not that we're complaining.
No, but it's, it gets a little dull. It's like, there's your Cosmo, there's your this, that, there's your us, there's your this, there's your boo, da, da, boo. You just see it all, and like, all right, well, what's the point of Playboy? What's the point? Sorry that my computer went off.
That's okay. It scared me.
Dave is scared of computers.
Well, I mean, what's the point?
He has the worst Tron nightmares you've ever seen.
I mean,
I'm on a light cycle. Ah!
Well, I think you're right. I mean, the idea of what Playboy was is lost to us now. I mean, the idea of this thing being this sort of adventurous or, you know, and I think the idea was it wasn't supposed to be exploitative of women, but celebrating sexuality was the like sort of this concept
well,
of it.
It really had its cake, but it's really, and ate a
yeah,
lot of
exactly.
cake too.
It's hard to
like you see Hugh. Okay, here's the thing.
He didn't let me finish, but okay.
Oh no, please you.
No,
finish.
No, no. You're going to say what I was going to say, sir.
No, you please.
No, you just. Say
I yield the floor to you, sir.
Well, no, I was just going to say exactly what you said, which is that it's a hard. That's a hard concept to follow because. You know, just the nature of it becomes exploitative. You can't help it. You're using women to sell magazines. You're kind of exploiting the naked body. I mean, you just can't, you can pretend. You can say, oh, this is about liberation and, you know, expressing ourselves. And this is going to be the new era of the 70s and everyone's going to be getting it on like Donkey Kong. But, yeah.
Or even like 50s, 60s. I mean, that's when it started, right?
Well,
like 50s?
The 50s, yeah. I mean, that would have been really revolutionary.
Like,
then.
Here's the thing. I get where it's going. Like, it's like, well, you know, hey, gentlemen, you're going to enjoy this. Well, all right, there you go. Hey, but as a subtext, it's empowering for women because they don't have to, you know, just be the housewives. You can do this, that.
Yeah.
We're, you know what? We're letting things loose.
They can lay in a bearskin nude.
Well,
not just be housewives.
You can go like women have sexual feelings too. Oh, that's interesting because you know you don't think of it that way. Okay, so you go that way, but then you know, over time you go like I don't think you really are empowered. But no, see, there's a woman running the company, right? Isn't that your daughter? It is. That's more nepotism than feminism, I think. Okay, and then you just see Hugh himself, and goes from dating ladies that seem to be somewhat smart while pretty to now he's dating twins, and then he's got like five girls that he has sex with at night, and they all take a turn, and he pop in the Viagra, and it's just like ew, you know? It's just like I think we left empowering behind a long fucking time ago when you've got all these women that look exactly alike in the mansion and they're kind of there in the same way that the paintings are. If you could fuck a painting, can you fuck a painting?
Yes.
I guess just once.
If you have a pair of scissors.
Just once.
If you have a pair of scissors, you can.
Hey, Mona Lisa. That's why it's behind the glass at the old Louvre.
That's
just
right.
In case that shenanigans start happening.
It's called the Mona Lisa overdrive.
Yeah. When you see, like, I mean, there's a lot I admire about Hugh Hefner and his support of cartoonists and this, that, and the other thing. But just when you see, like, you know, and I'm not one to judge, but gross, you know, after a certain point.
I picked up at Emerald City last year. I got a Doug's.
One of his old wives?
I found one of his old wives there. She's hanging out.
How much are they going for, his old wives? There's a lot of them, so the value has gone down over time now that he's dating five packs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There is an awful lot of them. The first two were worth a lot, but since then...
Yeah, you can't get them in mint, though.
You know, Barbie Benton. Wasn't her name? She was worth...
She was one, yeah.
She
Barbie
was something.
Benton. Yeah, she was something,
but now you're
a situation.
Like, oh, whatever.
You'll see her on a love boat.
Yeah.
You'll see her on a love boat. Are you going to see the new gals on a love boat? No. You're going to see them, like, in a rehab. That's where you're going to see them. She's not going to be on a match game, you know? Ugh. Sad. Anyway.
They'll be on anal boat. That's a totally different.
Tina Fey did a very funny thing about Hugh Hefner's girlfriends a couple of years ago, where he just went down. She went down each one of them and just went, "What her task would probably be according to attractiveness." And you go like the least attractive one. She's got to do some things you would not believe, but she's got to stay in the group. And there you go.
Yeah. Well, I guess because it's privilege. You're a concubine, obviously, and that paid very well for it. So
yeah,
they get
for
paid
a brief
better
period of time.
You know what? They get paid better than the cartoonists who work for Playboy.
Gay and Wilson, you think? Paid better?
Yeah.
I think Gay and Wilson has made more money off Hugh Hefner than
Hugh
Hefner
has made off Gay and Wilson. I don't think so.
No, not that flip. No, I will not flip that. No, but please continue, sir.
I can't remember what I was going to say.
You were going to say it would be nice if he would stop that.
No, I was talking about when I was down in Emerald City last year, and I did not see and or marry one of Hugh Hefner's ex-wives. But I bought a book by Doug Snade, who was a longtime cartoonist in Playboy. And he's one of those guys who would get the full page, you know, the full color page.
Yeah.
And just a beautiful...
Painted type
Yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, beautiful watercolor.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
and
about.
And it does this
very pretty,
beautiful
yeah.
stuff. But the problem with it, and when you're reading it, when you're just paging through like I'll occasionally do, you know, it's wonderful to come upon those, you know, in the pages of black and white interview with Allen Ginsberg or whatever. Then you come upon this beautiful, you know, whether it's John Dempsey or Buck. Can't remember the guy, Buck, whatever his
Buck
name
Henry?
Was. Not Buck Henry. Not back
Buck
to him again.
Buck Aldrin.
But there
that
was
makes
a,
no sense.
There was a Buck
Buzz
something
Aldrin,
who
Jesus.
Drew. He drew the old woman.
Okay.
He did the old, you remember the old woman? The kind of horny old woman? It was a fairly.
Okay, yeah, I kind of got it. All right.
What was interesting, he was a black cartoonist, which
ironically, the horny old woman now looks a lot like Hugh Hefner. Put them side by side. See if you can tell them apart. Anyway, please continue.
And he worked as a bus driver, and he started sending cartoons to Playboy, and then eventually he was accepted and became a regular contributor to Playboy and left his bus job behind.
Okay.
But anyway,
you could only drop him off on the bus route.
What's interesting about Doug Snade is he was Canadian, actually, lived in Toronto.
Oh, good for him.
But he went down to the Playboy headquarters in Chicago and took his portfolio with him, and he wanted to get a job, and he wanted to draw advertising images for them. And so we got down there, and it was actually talked to Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner looked through his stuff and said, what would you think about becoming a cartoonist for us? He goes, well, I'm not really that interested in that, more da da da. But then Snade said, then he told me what I would earn. I said, you know, I think this cartooning thing would be really. But when I was reading the book, even though I really love his art style and everything, there is that kind of, after a while, it just wears you down. You know what I mean? Like, it's page after page of these similar big boobed women doing the same, you know, jokes over and over again.
Yeah.
And eventually you're kind of like, what would be better is to have this book, read one page, close it up, put it under your bed.
Yeah. Then
One a day calendar
would be perfect.
You just don't need to read them. And I did. I just sat down. I read like a whole bunch in a row, and I deadened my mind to.
I told you that I was invited to the Playboy Mansion once, right?
You told me, but you have not told our listeners.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to tell you.
Okay. So let's move on.
Okay. Now, here's what happened. I'm there with a friend of mine who was a semi-celebrity at the time. He was a fair celebrity. And we were at a comic book store, and there was a signing by two women who were in the GLOW, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling.
Were they gorgeous?
They were attractive ladies of wrestling.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd say gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But who am I to judge? I can't even wrestle.
Was it, should have been called TLOW?
They were
the toothsome ladies of wrestling.
No, no, they were solid. I feel bad doing this. Anyway, they're athletes. Goddamn it. Anyway, so we were talking to them, and both of us had girlfriends at the time. And
so you're flirting with them.
Yes, but as you would, you know, and just making some small talk.
Well, they're gorgeous. They're ladies.
Yeah, and they could wrestle us.
And if you didn't flirt with them, they might wrestle you.
Yeah, you're scared.
It's one or the other. Yeah. With those ladies.
I wonder if the conversation was faked, just like wrestling. Anyway, so we were hitting it off, and they mentioned that they were going to a party at the Playboy Mansion that night and did not have dates, and would we like to be their dates.
So you said yes right away.
We looked at each other and went, humana, 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 and then went like, because we also had we had shows to do that
do
night.
Do you regret it?
I don't, but here's the weird thing. I went home that night, and not home that night, but I called my girlfriend that night, and I told her about this, and she went, oh, you should have gone.
Yeah.
So there you go, Johnny Bumbledum.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I had a show to do that night. We couldn't have canceled it anyway. But it was just nice getting the invitation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would have said no, too, because I'm a chicken shit, as we've long established. But
then we would have snuck in.
But I would regret it forever after that. I didn't.
Really?
Oh yeah.
You don't have to regret it forever. It's still there. You can still.
No. I don't. But that moment is gone. Like that moment of.
Yeah, you know, and then I think
it would have
like,
been such an experience.
It would have been an experience, and it would have been a thing. And
the
it,
grotto.
I know. Ugh. You go like. I mean, one of you go like.
You walk in and get chlamydia.
I know. Don't you that's feel like?
Of course, it's gross.
Isn't it better not to know what that smells like?
It is. The like, whole world.
There's not
is...
enough chlorine in the world, is there, Dave? Is there enough chlorine in the world?
There is enough chlorine in the world. It's
James
highly
Caan
dangerous.
Has been in that pool, Dave. James Caan. Mm-hmm. Do you think he wore trunks? Hell's no, he didn't. What did he do with the
there's
ladies?
A filter.
Whatever James Caan wants. There's not enough filter in the world for James Caan.
You know. Like, it's 100 miles away from who I am, but I would still love to have, you know, gone there. Or
it's
just
still
experience.
There.
No,
it
no,
exists.
It's not there. I just
it's
just,
still there.
Yes, it's still there, Ian, but can you wander in?
What do you mean wander in? You got to be invited
yeah,
in.
Yeah, exactly.
Dave,
you had your chance.
You are a podcasting celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
There are hundreds to thousands of people that listen to this podcast.
I think closer to hundreds.
And maybe one of them is you. Maybe he doesn't know how podcasts work.
Yeah.
And he can't turn off the
MP3
player.
Way to go. You've insulted him about 40 times during the show. So,
you know what? I think that guy can take a punch. He seems like the kind of guy who you insult him a bunch. He goes, I respect you. You come off. You know, because he doesn't have his teeth in. He's an old man.
Yeah, apparently.
He's all high on Viagra, and he's got like six girls to have sex with that he doesn't want to anymore.
14-hour
boner. But he's got to put, it's hard.
Yeah.
They got rid of the sundial. Mm-hmm. They just use him now because it saves money because he's cheap.
Yeah.
Just put him in the yard. It's 3:00. Put him back in.
Yeah. He was the tentpole of the Playboy.
He certainly is.
Yeah.
May his flag wave forever.
One time I was selling books in Alberta.
Right, you used to be selling Playboys door to door in Alberta.
I was selling Playboys door to door.
Hey, buddy, horny?
Well,
got a Playboy.
People are very friendly there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird if you're not used to that, because you don't know what to make of it.
I've heard that BC is one of the least friendly places in Canada.
Fuck off. So when I would go to some like,
you're originally from fuck off Saskatchewan.
Yeah. So I went to, like one day I knocked on this door of this guy's house.
Okay.
I said, "Do you have any children?" He's like,
And then he went, "No." And you went, "Do you want some?" Sexy.
So I would say, you know, we're going in the neighborhood talking to families with children. Like, this is bullshit, right?
Sounds creepy. Sounds so like something a registered sex offender would have to do.
That's why I said it as a fresh-faced young man. So anyway, this guy who's kind of a jolly old, he wasn't old, but he was like maybe in his 30s. He seemed old to me because I was, you know, 19 or 18.
Jolly
or
old man who is 15 years younger than we are now.
That's exactly right. But he had this big beard. He had this big beard and kind of longish hair.
Yeah.
And okay. I said, "No, go on."
Hey, Gramps.
So he says, "Oh, no, I don't have any kids. Do you want to come in?" I was like, "No, because that's weird. Like, why would you say that? Like, that is." But to him, it's probably just like, "I'm being friendly. This is a guy coming to the door. Let's invite him in, have a coffee or whatever.
Skin him. Wear them?
I don't know. Like,
make a couple of lamps?
Because you're going where I went, right?
Yeah.
That's where you're going.
To the house of lamps.
That's where our unfriendly BC mind goes.
Look at his couch, see if it's got any tattoos.
I'm thinking Buffalo Bill. He's thinking I'm just being friendly.
Yeah.
So.
You know what, though? If you're wrong, then it's a little sad, a little rude. But if you were right, you know, you avoided being killed.
Yeah.
So, you know,
so then I was,
it's a good
I was,
gamble.
I was walking down the road. This is in the
trying
center
to loosen
of town.
Your load.
This
you
is
got in, seven women on your
This
mind.
Is Peace River. This is Peace River, Alberta. The only place I've ever gone to where the river was frozen. Like a big river. Like not a little river.
Yeah.
A big wide river was frozen. And you couldn't ice skate on it or anything because it freezes in big chunks. So it's all like rough and broken looking. But it was interesting to see. So I was walking down the road trying to loosen my load, as you pointed out.
Oh no, you can't go back there now. You left me hanging. You left me hanging on that karaoke song like 2 minutes ago. To hell with that.
Where was I going to go with it?
We could have sung the song. We could have enjoyed the song together.
I think you said all the lines we both know.
Running on the road, trying to loosen my load. Got seven women on my mind.
Yeah,
I'm done. One that wants to own me. Two that want to stone me. One says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
You lost me seven
lines
ago.
Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your
you're
stand.
You're making one of our listeners
Dave,
very happy.
Dave, yes, yeah. Take it easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Take it easy.
I'll calm down.
Z.
I'll calm down.
Okay. We now owe some money.
So I was walking on the road, and this pickup truck was by me.
Trying to loosen your load?
I was trying to loosen my load, which is not a good idea to do while you're walking down this public road.
Yeah, a little diuretic will probably help you. A little more water in the diet, a little fiber.
I was looking for some bushes that I could loosen my load, and
this
pickup truck was driving past me. And then it screeches on its brakes in the middle of the street, makes this awkward left turn into this parking lot, then does the most horrible, it should have been a three-point turn. This woman who was driving turned into a seven-point turn.
Ooh.
Screeching back and forth. And I was kind of watching, and I was kind of smirking. I shouldn't have been smirking because I couldn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
But I was judging anyway.
Sure you
so,
were.
So, you know, he who can't do smirks. So then when...
I know the Bible.
So then this truck comes out of this... And I was just standing there watching because it was fascinating. And then this truck comes tearing out of this parking lot, slams on its brakes right beside me, and there's this girl sitting in the car, an attractive girl.
Toothsome?
More than toothsome.
Could she be part of the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling if she had wrestling ability?
If she wasn't so thin that she would have been broken in half
right.
going into a ring with one of those ladies, yes, she could have been a gorgeous
Understood.
Lady.
Understood, okay.
She was wearing weird pants, though. They were like they were jeans, but they had like fur, like almost like kind of, it's hard to explain, but kind of like... stained glass. The jeans were the denim was the stained glass, right. And then the fur was like the leading.
Right.
If you know what I mean? Like,
now,
it was weird.
No chance that her pants were just torn and she had leg hair.
She was half rabbit.
Okay.
That, I mean, it's good that I said. Because then she says to me, I just got back into town and I want a party. Get in the truck right now. We're going to the bar. To which I said, to which me, as my dick shriveled, I have to work. I'm going this way because I have to work. Because I was working, you know. Yeah. I could have just slept off because who cares? But, man, it was scary. It was one of the scariest moments of my life.
What year was this?
84, I guess.
So she might have wanted to party like it was 1999.
She might have wanted to party like it was 1984. I have no idea.
You know what? I still, to this day, do not know what it means when someone goes, "You want a party." I'm not clear. I've been in many relationships. I have been married for a number of years. Mm-hmm. I have done many things. I am still not aware of when someone goes, "Do you want a party?" What's happening?
Well, I think she could have accurately said, "Do you want to barty?" Because I think that's what she just wanted, to go to the bar.
Right.
Which is typical of in small northern Alberta towns is right. You go to the bar and then you just drink a lot.
Right.
So
there is also, and this is
a which wasn't my scene.
This is also a thing, and again, this is not my scene, and I've mm-hmm. never partaked. But there is the not so rare northern Alberta prostitute who would say a similar thing like that, and then you find out
it wasn't.
And here's how it goes: it goes like, "Hey, let's go around. Hey, buy me a drink. Hey, buy me another drink. Hey, buy me another drink. Hey, you want a good time? You're three drinks deep now." I'm like, "Oh, geez." And then saying, "I did not," but people I toured with, did.
They knew the score.
They knew how to party.
Yeah. And
eventually, they partied like it was 1999.
This girl, she did make it clear that she had just come back from school, was back in town, and she had that look of
school.
And she had that look
high?
Of...
high? College?
No, it was college. She was that age.
Okay.
And she had that look of like the doctor's daughter. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the rich girl.
Yes.
Who... When she says, you know, go, people, or she says jump, people say how high. She just had that kind of bitchy element, you know, like I did sort of see her personality.
Yeah.
And anyway, as I said, I left. I walked away.
In that year, like around 1984, I think that'd be a funny gag to play on Van Halen. Is every time they yell jump, you, how high? Guys, quit it. We're trying to sing a song. Go ahead and jump. How high? Look, seriously, I'm leaving the band, and you will not like the next guy who shows up. You will not like him as much as me. How high? Shut up, man.
It would have made the concert more entertaining. I'll tell you that right now. Although I saw them before that album came out.
No, Dave, I'm going to take a little break here.
Okay, you're leaving?
No, because we're going to do a little commercial now.
Oh, we shouldn't have incorporated this into our plugs earlier?
No. That's our plugs.
Okay.
This is a commercial. And where do you put a commercial in a TV show? You put it in the middle. That's where you do. Because people are now like fully invested. Mm-hmm. At the beginning, they'll go like, pass. You know,
sure.
I'm sure a lot of people skip over the first 10 minutes of our show, WTF style. All right. Here's the thing. WTF with Mark Maron.
Yeah.
He talks a little bit before his podcast, and a lot of people skip the first 10 minutes.
A lot of people, does that mean...
me. Okay, so I can't stand to listen to someone ramble. Would you?
Anyway, I've never done
that. Let me tell you a story from my past.
Want to hear some more stories about Peace River?
You know, I often talk about improv. I enjoy doing a little bit of improv, and I enjoy also the occasional video game.
Oh.
And you know where else I enjoy going, David, is the Rio Theater.
Okay.
Where we're, by the way, going to be next week.
We're going to be next week.
But hey.
On October 30th.
Yeah. And you're going like, after you're like, oh, I love the show. What can I do like next week? Boom. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
Okay.
November 6th, there's a show called Minus World Improv that my friends, the Fictionals, are going to be doing. And
wait, are these real people?
Are they?
That's what I asked you.
Are you asking? Are they virtual people?
Yeah.
This involves video games, so it'll be both real and virtual people mixed.
Okay.
Here's what you're going to be seeing there. You're going to be seeing some video game comedy, video game improv, and you're going to see live video games. You know that big screen at the Rio? Boom! Yep. You're seeing some Mario on that thing.
So you're going to watch other people play video games?
You might be a person playing video games. Okay. Get your ass up on that stage and you play. Oh. But even if you're just watching, there's going to be laughs galore.
That would be entertaining for people.
Don't you remember, though, like, everyone take a drink, talking about the past, in the middle of a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
In your 80s, when you're turning down pretty ladies in vans, and you're
when I was
like,
80 years old?
No, when you were in the 80s, and you're like, I'm sorry, ma'am, my God, I'm lonely. So you go to the video arcade, and the guy's playing video arcade game, and everyone's standing around watching him, because that's what you did.
Okay.
If you wanted to play, you put a quarter on the machine.
Yeah.
Everyone stands around and watches them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's entertainment.
Sure.
That's what they're doing there. They're going to be playing video games. They're going to be doing comedy, big video game comedy show, and it's called Minus World Improv. That is November 6th, 8 p.m. at the Rio Theater. Just go to the Rio's page, check it out, or check out the Fictionals on Facebook or some such. And very entertaining and a really cool group. They were a group that started off as the opening act for Urban Improv, which was my old group.
Yep.
And they have grown up, and they now, I think, have the most successful improv show in BC, the Improv Against Humanity. Wow. Show also at the Rio. A lot of stuff happens at the Rio.
Is that ruder than any other improv show in Canada?
Well, you know what? The Giggle Dam says they're the only non-politically correct place now in the world. So I couldn't tell you. Perhaps the Giggle Dam is dirtier.
Maybe.
Perhaps.
Damn.
At least more. At least less politically correct.
Yeah. Well, you know.
If you know what I mean.
Well, what they mean by that is they think Joe Clark is still prime minister.
I'm trying to laugh like Joe Clark.
Well, I just think that I
don't know, David.
I believe I should bring a vote of confidence. Only 90 days into my premiership.
Oh, geez, well, I better not be prime minister anymore. Come on. Joe Clark off, everybody.
Thank you.
What other podcast are you getting the Joe Clark off? Maybe if Double Exposure starts doing a podcast, yeah, you might,
if you're lucky, and it'll be the same guy doing the voice twice.
That's right.
He'll be double tracking himself as Joe Clark.
Mm-hmm.
It was you and I doing that. You and I together.
That's
people
right.
can tell we sounded exactly alike.
Mm-hmm.
We sounded so much like Joe Clark. They're like, two Joe Clarks talking at the same time. This is amazing. What kind of technical trickery is Sneaky Dragon pulling here?
Now, here's something you might get on next week's show, and I'm not going to guarantee it, but okay, we talk about our fabulous impressions.
Yes.
You might get Cookie Monster and Elmo.
Ooh.
Talking about the bad years in Europe before they moved to Sesame Street.
Wow.
That may occur next. Now, I'm not guaranteeing it, but it could happen.
Well, let me know, because I can't drink milk all week if I have to do Elmo.
Okay. Sounds fair.
Okay.
Now, David, you have something in front of you.
I do.
Which looks like we got a little note.
Well, I believe it's time for a particular part of the show that we like to call Deck Talk. Is there a theme for this?
Yeah, there is. Okay. Just leave me alone.
What I wanted to know is if there's a theme.
Yeah, there
You've
is.
Already used Take It Easy, because you could have done Deck It Easy.
Okay, here we go. Do a deck, a female deck. That makes no sense. Decks don't have any sex. Deck Talk. Here you go, Dave.
Decks don't have any sex.
No, they don't. They're not sexed. There is no genitals on a deck.
We already have a
Wait, Dave, does your deck have genitals?
We already have a bumper sticker for our show, just like that.
Yes.
Decks don't have any sex. Sneaky mm-hmm. Dragon. Deck Talk. Well, here's the thing.
Wait, is this the segment, Here's the Thing? Because I thought we were doing Deck Talk.
Here's the thing about the deck.
Okay.
I did a lot
this
of work
sounds
on
like
it.
An excuse.
I did a lot of work
sounds
on
like
it.
Sounds like an excuse
no, no, no,
is coming.
No, 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 no.
Hey, boss, here's the thing. Oh, this sounds like good news.
I did
Sit down, Dedrick.
I did a ton of work.
Okay.
I didn't do what I should have done because I have one board that still needs to be put onto the deck.
Okay.
But me being a master procrastinator, or as it's called, a master crenator, I didn't do that. I didn't do that job. Because you know what? If you don't finish it, no one can judge you. That is an actual fact.
That's right.
So that part has been left unfinished. But what I did instead is I built the stairs. Mm-hmm. I finished the stairs. The stairs are all done. You can walk all the way from the ground up on top of the deck.
Okay. You do not have to levitate
anymore. You do not have to levitate any longer. Or use a ladder if you're like me.
Very tricky.
Ian can levitate. I have not reached
As
that
As we've learned from,
level.
Sadly, no longer with Duck Henning,
mm-hmm.
levitation, quite difficult.
Quite difficult. And it's basically jumping on the ground with your legs kind of folded over each other.
Yeah, and then going, I'm levitating! How about now? Look at me now!
Let me
take the picture now! Take the picture now! Take the picture now! Okay.
They do it with a strobe light.
Mm-hmm.
It flashes when they're in the air.
Right.
Like, wow, he's floating.
But none of that for you, because you've got stairs.
I have stairs now.
Now, they go both up and they go down.
You can go down the stairs.
Yeah. It resembles what you would call a broken escalator.
And you can go down the stairs slowly, or you can do it quite quickly if you trip.
Oh, like in the Sesame Street thing with the five custard pies.
Six custard pies.
Oh, yeah. You had to taunt me. I said five custard pies. Johnny, six custard pies comes
Seven
in.
Seven custard pies.
All right, whatever. You know, we could play this fucking game forever. You know, you want to play pie toppers?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's play it.
All right. Eight custard pies. Wait, I'll gotcha. Pie custard pies. There, that's infinity.
Google pies.
Nope. Google is not more than pie.
It's cooler, though. It's cooler.
Nope, I win.
Google plus one and
that means nothing.
Infinity plus one.
Go Google plus Google.
Custard pies.
No. No, sir. Disagree. Okay.
One blueberry pie. Blueberry is better than custard, so I beat all your custard pies into the...
I stand corrected.
So I did that. And then the other thing I did was, speaking of decks having sex, I screwed my deck.
Okay.
I put all, cause you know, when you put the boards down,
mm-hmm.
you kind of generally put a few screws in just mm-hmm. to hold them in place until right. you get all the boards in.
Right.
Then you have to put a screw every 6 inches on the outside of the deck.
This is pretty sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Dave's deck after dark.
Yes, that's right. Then you have to screw your deck every 8 inches on the inside. So, and you have to follow like along every joist. or every whatever.
Right. But, Dave, know, is there any tongue and groove involved here?
There is tongue and groove because it's tongue and groove plywood that you have to use for your deck because it doesn't leak then.
All right.
Yeah. Nice. Thank
you. Did you have to seal it?
I haven't had to seal it yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, fair enough.
That takes a long time.
Now, when can we expect this deck to be
done? Oh, never. Never.
Okay.
Because that would be, and you'd have to judge me.
Well, no, the problem then was we'd have to think of a new segment for the show.
That's right.
All right. That would now it's time for Dave's Deck Talk fan letters.
Yeah.
And we actually have one.
We got a fan letter for this is from Pierce, who has written to the show before. And he wants to join in. He likes Dave's Deck Talk, and he beat me by one. Because his is called Pierce's Porch Palaver, which has three, is alliterates three times.
Yep.
Whereas mine's only twice. So I have to think of something else. Dave's Deck Discussion. We're changing it to make a song out of that. So this is what happened for him. He goes, I had to replace my gutter and repaint some wood because the borough was withholding an occupancy permit until I fixed it. Governments.
Okay, explain what any of those words meant.
A gutter?
Okay, I understand.
You know what a gutter is, right? Yeah, that's where the rain drops in.
That's right. That's where he had to replace this gutter
and repaint some wood.
Or what would happen? What were the consequences?
The borough would withhold an occupancy permit. So I guess they had to have a permit in order to live there. Yeah.
So they wouldn't let him live there without that gutter.
That's right. Or the wood painted. Well, I don't know. Maybe he lives in a genteel part of town where there's like rules on how things should look. I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea. Because when I lived in, where we lived in Delta, where I lived, you had to have cedar siding, and it had to have a particular color, and you had to have cedar shingles on your house. And if you didn't, you were breaking some sort of rule. I don't know how they enforced it. They probably came and peed on your wall.
That always seems silly to me.
It does seem kind of
silly. You know what? Did you buy the house? Yeah. You know, whatever you want to fucking make it.
But
unless you just like paint it and cover it in dicks. Well, don't. Who cares?
Well, the thing is that all these people around you have invested a lot of money into a house.
Yeah.
What they don't want is Johnny Numbnuts moving in and painting his house purple.
But here's the problem. Now, here's what you lose out on that. Like, you go like, there's consistency, brother. And I get that.
Yeah.
You get your consistency and everyone looks alike and everything is fine.
Sure.
But what if... What? Here's what you're missing out on.
Yeah.
The guy who has the good idea with his house, and the house makes the neighborhood better, now everything goes up. You're thinking it's all going to go down.
That's possible.
But, you know, the guy, like, good architecture skills. Frank Lloyd Wright moves in, and all of a sudden it's like, no, keep it like that.
Yeah.
Aluminum. We're all using aluminum siding.
Well, no,
stop
it. Cedar siding. It was a little classier than...
Okay.
Anyway, so he says, but I ended up just tearing off a lot of unnecessary wood that was rotten. That is true. When you start exploring... anything around your house, the one thing you're going to find is more problems underneath the problem. You're going to take the wood off. You're
also,
like,
and
I'm
your
just
family
take the wood
as
off.
Well. Your family as well. If you start doing that, a lot of problems.
A lot of rottenness there.
A lot of problems.
So you just think, well, I'll just take this wood off and then I'm done. Just like when I did my bathroom remodel, I thought, what the heck? You know, my shower's leaking. The drain was leaking.
Right.
So I just have to get there and fix the drain. No, I had to take the shower stall out.
And?
The shower stall didn't come out. I had to tear it on the wall.
Right.
Then I thought, well, I've torn on the wall, and this is the world's ugliest shower. I should just replace the shower stall.
Sounds easy.
I'll move this out the door? No, I can't.
Why's that?
Because it wouldn't fit through the door.
Oh, boy.
So I had to take the window out and put the shower stall out the window hole.
Yeah.
So I could get out of the bathroom.
You can just say window. You don't have to say window hole.
I know what I meant.
Yeah, no,
but it was the window went.
Oh, I understand that. For years I've let you say window hole, and I feel like I should just tell you. You can just say, Dave. You don't say door hole. You don't say window hole.
Okay,
it's just a window and a door. We're good.
The window way. So I put it out there.
Yeah.
Then
just putting it out.
I thought,
there.
Well, I'll just buy a new stall. So I went and I looked for a new stall. The best one I could find, the only one I could find, was 3 inches too big. So then I had to move my window down 5 inches. So I had to cut out the window on one side and move it all down. And then I had to redo all the drywall inside the bathroom. And it just took forever. But what I'm saying is I understand his rotten
wood problem. Now, here's something I'd like to see in a movie sometime. It's like something like your movies, like your Grudge.
No one wants to see that.
Okay, but they did because it was Grudge 2. And it was remade twice. Okay. Anyway, it's like, so you got the Grudge, right? And you're in a haunted house.
Okay.
You got one of those little kids and their little Korean kids who start screaming at you and they're white faced. They're all dark-eyed.
Yeah.
But like a guy who is busy refurnishing his bathroom and just doesn't have time for that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's so frustrating, his bathroom. He doesn't care that there's a ghost in there. It's just like, not now.
Yeah.
I do not have an inch of time for this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't care. I don't care. I got to move this in.
Oh, I would know how he'd feel.
And then the ghost just kind of goes, yeah, you got worse problems than me. And the ghost just sits there and watches you, sits on the bathtub, and just watches you do it and just like shakes its head.
So frustrating.
Just goes like, dude, I'm half in hell and I
feel
sorry
watching
for
me.
You.
He'd be thinking like, what are you doing? Like, because when I was doing the drywall, I didn't know what I was doing. I would put the drywall, what do you want to call it, plaster on.
Yeah.
And then I would sand it all off again. Then I would put it back on and I would sand it. I didn't know what I was doing. He would, the ghost would enjoy that. He'd be saying, I don't need to do anything. You were torturing yourself.
Yeah.
This is self-tormenting.
Reading a little ghost comic book, probably a little Casper or Hot Stuff.
He says, I didn't feel like painting rotten wood.
Who does?
That should be a phrase. There's no point in painting rotten wood.
That is a good phrase.
It is a good phrase.
That sounds like the kind of phrase Grandpa would say, and you'd go, think of a better phrase, Grandpa.
Or don't waste paint on rotten wood.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer the first one.
Yeah. Then Grandpa has two other phrases, but they're both racist. So
I feel like there is a saying with a similar idea, but I can't put my finger on it. It's possible. I don't know.
It sounds like he's saying that in a way that that it's really obvious and we just can't figure it out because we're a couple of boobs.
Well, I think everyone knows that. 99 shows in. I believe we proved that definitively.
Yeah. 99 shows.
Definitively.
And probably smartness ain't one. Fuck. Damn it. There would have been some joke there, I'm sure.
So he sent some pictures. I'm going to put this on the...
I've got nothing but
I'm
going to
put this on the... when I put the show up, I'll have... This will be on it. The letter will be there and some pictures that Pierce sent of his work, of his handiwork.
That's right.
The second picture also includes my annoying neighbor's car. Who, for some reason, always parks in front of my house and often blocks my sidewalk. That is the worst. I live in a... When we moved in, it was families. All families with young kids.
Right.
All of us. The whole neighborhood. All had kids around the same age.
Right. You're not talking like Manson-style families, like good families.
No, Manson-style families.
Okay, good.
With the kids the same age as ours.
Okay.
You know, they have their orgies and the kids are a natural result of that.
Yeah.
So while these little uncivilized imps are running around the neighborhood, you know, these little children without diapers, you know, running around because their parents are too busy having orgies to look after them.
Right.
Then
they release the dogs to, like, herd their children back to the...
But what's happened now, when we always had a rental house across the street from us, which bothers me to no end, but that's life. Now we have two rental houses in our neighborhood. And the problem with rental houses is that, you know, there's a driveway with room for two cars, and then there's, like, three or four cars. And so they have to park in front of your house. And often there isn't parking in front of our house. So where there's parking is in front of our driveway. And so that's where people park in front of your driveway.
No. You got the right then to smash into their car. You're right to just like
I always
smash
thought that
it.
Too.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you do
you
that.
You can get a forklift, put it through the windows, lift it up, and then move it over somewhere.
Well, that's an immediate tow, isn't it? Like if you call a tow truck,
I don't know.
They will immediately go, yeah,
I don't
and
know
off
the
you
is.
Go.
The I don't
end.
Know what the law is.
I think the law is that will happen.
I feel a bit of a jerk.
I don't think you would be a jerk.
He says, I actually had to stand on his car to finish painting, even though I told him I was painting and put a chair and rope up to block the spot. He blocked the spot.
Yeah.
Who does not respect the chair and the rope or the pylon or whatever?
I know.
Jerks.
It's a great Edgar Allan Poe story.
The chair and the
chair
rope.
Chair and the rope.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Especially
when you find out what the chair is for.
Especially you find out it's for auto asphyxiation.
Oh, because of the car? You just choke the car?
Yes, that's right. He kind of parked there after a while because...
Let me just say. I guess when you like die and like when you do the old in the garage, run the thing, that's auto asphyxiation, isn't it?
That's right.
You really want to clarify you died of
that
and not
the
other thing. The
other, yeah.
You don't want to make sure that you got a minister that's doesn't stutter.
Doesn't stutter.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Or it doesn't just kind of gloss over it.
Yeah.
Like, no. I want you to tell everyone. Make that in your will. If you're going to kill yourself with a car, make sure you put in there how you want it described at your funeral.
Right.
Or in the obituary. Or by people just walking around. He says he kind of parked there after a while because...
Or in a country music song.
Or in a country music song. That's right.
Okay. Go ahead, please.
Okay.
Continue.
He kind of
don't let me stop you, please go.
Okay. He kind of parked there after a while because it took me a week or two to do it because I kept forgetting parts of the porch and then kind of got sick of doing it in the middle of the project. Oh, I feel you. I feel you, Pierce. I mean,
Dave fills you up, Pierce.
Yes, I feel you up. I meant that I understand his problem.
Absolutely.
You had to turn it. You had to make it dirty.
That's right. We're having a nice podcast about Hugh Hefner getting blowjobs from his seven wives, and I got to make it dirty. That's me.
He's a fine fellatio. I could have knocked on his door and asked him to move it, but he works nights. And because of the temperature changes, and I kind of work like a second shift. I don't quite understand the sentence, but that's okay. We'll just gloss over it. I was doing
Dave,
it in
did
the morning.
Gloss over
oh,
it?
I get
You better
I
tear
see,
down the wood before you gloss
see,
over it.
I see what he means. he was doing it. He was working in the mornings because it gets cold at night. Understood. And so if you're painting, you need to paint at a particular temperature.
Right.
Otherwise, the paint won't dry and it just wrecks everything and it'll bubble up and peel off in a couple of months.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a temperature range you can paint in.
Interesting. Okay.
So he says, I was doing it in the mornings and didn't want to wake him up. Fair enough.
What a nice neighbor.
Yeah, he's... Well, the neighbor's a jerk.
No, not Pierce that neighbor. Nice. He is a nice neighbor to his neighbor.
Who's a jerk?
One cannot be a neighbor without another neighbor.
That's true.
It takes two to neighbor.
Unless you're Jim Neighbors. After I got everything painted...
Lovely singing voice.
Very nice. After I got everything painted, grandmas love Jim Neighbors. They loved his voice.
Do they love him now that he's out of the closet?
I think my grandma doesn't remember who Jim Neighbors is. After I got everything painted, and it rained a few days later, I noticed the stairs aren't sloped, so water puddles on them. Dang it! Well, that's true. But, I mean, it's uncommon for people to have a slope in their stairs. What you're supposed to do with stairs is have two boards with a gap between them, about an eighth of an inch gap between them, that allows the water to drain off the stairs. So I don't know if you have that, Pierce. Then he says, on another note, about a week after Ian was annoyed with cyclists in protected green lights. Was that you or is that me?
I think it was you.
I think it was me. That's okay. Let's blame Ian for that.
Nope. Dave.
I was behind a car on a bicycle. I'm one of those cyclists. Oh my God. You're one of those cyclists, Pierce? But Pierce, do you pretend you're a car and then act like you're a pedestrian at the same time? Yeah. That's the worst.
Do you go, vroom, vroom, I'm a car. I'm a car. Honk, honk, I'm a car. Vroom, vroom,
and then as soon as the light turns red, you're like, oh, look at me. I'm a pedestrian. Now I'm just crossing the road like a pedestrian. So I was behind a car on a bicycle and the dang lady, language Pierce, and the dang lady was screwing around on her phone or something. And I wasted a lot of protected green time until I rang my bell. Did that really work? Did she hear you? Cause she would have the radio playing and would be goofing around on her phone and you're behind her with this little tiny, he has a Liberty Bell on his bike. Is this like a Notre Dame size bell?
Did we mention that Pierce is a hunchback?
He's a hunchback who rides a bike with a steeple on it. He says, I see that a lot. Which we do see people. I was following a guy today who is, you know, you can see the telltale looking down when everyone else is moving. And you're like, why aren't you going? And you see his face and you can see him in his rearview mirror and he's, or in his side view mirror and he's looking down. And
you're not allowed legally to use a cell phone anymore, but you're not fooling anyone. I mean, you're really enjoying your crotch. A lot of people.
Then he says, I continue to enjoy the show.
Oh, nice.
Until now.
Oh.
I'm just adding that for him.
Okay.
Because I think we probably...
I wanted to throw a little something out.
Pierce, thanks very much.
Yeah,
and like I say, Pierce, that letter and his pictures will be on this show's on the website. It'll be on the whatever you call it, the post. Cool.
Now, I'm going to get... If I'm bad with this name, please let me know. It's our friend of the show, Marie Hook?
Mary?
Mary?
Yeah.
Damn it! I knew the right one, but it was the wrong one. Okay, Mary.
Mary Hook.
Mary Hook.
Yeah.
Her dog is sick.
Yes.
And we just want to shout out to her dog, get well. And the dog is on the mend. We've heard there was some rough times with the dog.
Yes.
And the dog's on the mend. She was having the old waiting for the news, which is the hardest part. We've both been through that.
We know the waiting is the
hardest part. Also, listening to that song is not the easiest thing in the world to do. But we're sending out good dog wishes.
Yes.
And that's the old saying, like a podcast wish.
Yes.
It will heal a dog, we have heard.
There you go.
That's modern old wives' tales.
Because the podcast backwards spells Tiskakdop.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So good health to your dog.
Yes. Good luck and good health to your dog.
Yes. From our pets to you.
From our pets. From Booby to your dog, whose name I don't know. I'm sorry. Right.
And also,
I didn't read the post.
We're also sending good health from the dog who was on 2 weeks ago on the show, who was tied out.
That was like,
who now has his own who now has his own spin-off podcast, Life's Rough.
This is his own spin-off dog talk.
That's right. I believe he's interviewing Paul F. Tompkins on the next episode because Paul Tompkins appears on every podcast
except ours.
We can't because we're in Vancouver and he's got a deal with.
There's a monopoly.
He has a monopoly situation because of McDonald's and their monopoly.
The monopoly games.
It's all the thing. Mm-hmm. But the dog because he operates on dog law. Which is not human law.
He's going to come on my podcast, Trust Buster.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Do I trust Buster the dog, or does he bust your trust?
He just trust busts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. He's also going to come on my podcast, The Straight Poop.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is that? Is that a dog?
We just go in the back and take a shit.
I'm glad he's going to come on.
Look, it's a real...
Do you talk while you do it?
No, we're just going to appeal to a certain fetish group and see what we can do.
All right.
That's what you got to do with podcasts now is specify, Dave. Uh-huh. We're a bit too generic.
Yeah.
But I think like a guy and a dog taking a dump in the backyard, mm-hmm. boom.
I believe that's called a poodcast.
Wow. Yeah. I wish we could just end now.
The show forever?
Yes. Just before our 100th episode.
Time to stop.
Wrap that sucker
time
up.
Time to stop. Because you know what? If you never finish something, you can never be judged.
I disagree. I've seen a lot of construction work where I've wanted to go by and go, nice job, asshole, you know.
But the guy was yelling, nice tits to you.
And I'm going, really? Well, thank you very much. I do try to do a couple of presses once in a while. And, you know, it never hurts to have a compliment. By the way, sir, get your eyes checked. Because I am not a lady.
Sorry, I'm an astigmatism. I can't wear my glasses while I work because of the safety glasses.
Oh, really? How about have you thought of LASIK surgery?
Oh, that's a good idea, but it's kind of expensive, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, anyway, listen, I see there's a beautiful woman who's about to walk by, so I'm just giving you a heads up on that if you want to yell at her.
Hey, sweet chicks. Hey, mama. Come on over here, lady.
She didn't understand you, but she said you had a very Hugh Hefner-esque quality to you. She feels more empowered.
She can join me and my 7 girlfriends.
I find that very hard to believe. Are you sure it's not just... Like, knowing that you can't see correctly, I'm trying to think of something funny you could have 7 of that you would mistaken for girlfriends.
Okay, there's 7 blow-up dolls, I'll admit it.
Okay, that sounds good.
It's a little pathetic.
Are we going to end this? And that was... You see, the good part is, we didn't end up doing that on next week's show.
Cookie will be there. Will Elmo?
Anyway, Dave, it's our 99th episode. Now, on our 100th episode, mm-hmm. we're going to be just going gangbusters. We will not have time to pause mm-hmm. and reflect.
Mm-hmm.
But like maybe on the 99th wishes now, we can take a little reflection, look back on some of our past episodes.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of time,
okay.
But just like,
yeah,
do you have any treasured memories?
Nope.
Do you have? Okay, fair enough.
Do you have treasured memories? Things we've done?
I would say, like, you know, one thing that I've liked is the opportunity to talk to people in an interview setting.
I was going to.
Which is very strange because mm-hmm. neither of you are. Like, I've done some interviewing on radio, co-op radio and that kind of thing.
Never have.
You have for your magazine. You've done interview for your magazine.
I did some magazines and for a website.
But it's an odd thing to do to actually mm-hmm. like interview a person and try to keep it casual and keep it light.
Yeah.
And we do a pretty weird show here. That is shocking that people tolerate. So it, my pleasure has been...
Are you sure about that?
With rare exceptions, with all the guests that we've had on the show, they have all tolerated our nonsense and been able to jump into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of them, yeah. Most of them
Most of them, except for that one real jerk.
Yeah, that one guy.
He knows who he is.
He knows who they are.
That's right. He and or she and or dog knows what they are. But no, that's been a treat.
That's been a treat. And I'll say one other thing that's been a real treat is meeting people that listen to the show,
mm-hmm.
that love the show. That's awesome. Like, so one of the shows I loved doing was the live show at VanCalf.
Yes.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a real treat. Like we've done a couple of live shows, mm-hmm. and you know, the first one was almost like a witness protection program show. It wasn't on the schedule.
It was mistitled on the sign.
Like, we didn't know where it was, and yet we still had some people show up.
Yeah,
and so that was a little bit.
And some who even meant to.
Yeah, some who meant to.
Yeah.
Your daughters were not there for us. We're disappointed we were in that room, but felt like I guess we should stay.
Isn't this the Star Wars one?
Yeah, a little. The Star Wars was like right after us.
Yeah, but it was announced that it would be on when we were there. So,
yes.
Yeah.
So
we kind of scooped some of the audience from that.
And I did pretend that I was Boba Fett for a short period of time. I felt like no one would know the difference.
It was amazing how that you weren't wearing a costume and yet you still looked like Boba Fett.
But it was a fun show and it was like a good dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And then our next show we did, like you say, was at VanCalf.
Yeah.
And that was the one that was a real treat where we actually had people show up.
Yeah.
And tell us like where they listened to the show mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. And we had someone who showed up for her birthday.
From Seattle.
She made a whole trip of it. And it was like, oh my gosh, it was so touching and so incredibly sweet. And that was just like, okay, this got sort of real. You know, it wasn't just us talking into microphones.
Well, no, it's still us just talking into microphones.
But it also was like, I think someone's listening, which you sort of know they are, but you sort of know you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were, the next one we did, I think was the EXP show. Yeah. And that was fun with our friend Torin and his thing. And that was nice. There's no pressure because like we're just the opening
act. Yeah, we're just opening act.
And
like that, I say, we were the after the fire to their Van Halen.
And so those were all real good fun. Oh, yeah. We did that other show at
Cause and Effect.
Cause and Effect.
Yeah.
Which was fun, but weird because there was a lot of people dressed in the audience as Pikachus. and
they didn't seem to know what to do for us. Like, that was one show where it was like technically... We did almost everything for ourselves.
Really? Yeah, we really did like hook like a speak and spell together with like a walkie-talkie and really jerry-rigged that.
We had to steal a table from outside.
We MacGyvered that thing, yeah.
That was interesting.
And like right before us was like a Homestuck thing. Yeah, and some of those people were still in the audience. And yeah, like I'm a nerd, but I didn't get that kind of thing. So it was weird. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, I'm out nerded. But still good fun. And so they've all been fun. And then we've got next week's show. And
it's going to be
odds, odds are it's going to be terrible then.
You think so?
Odds are. Look at the odds. Like one out of five.
The band?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. What, one out of five is a band?
No, the odds.
Oh, the odds. I was thinking like five. I was going Ben Folds five.
That's a good band.
It is a good band.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that Do It Anyway song with the video with the Muppets in it. I like that.
I don't know that one. I know the song, but
Have you not seen the the video with it's with the Fraggle Rock crew.
Oh, okay.
Quite entertaining. Good. Anyway. So if next week's show is just a horrible explosion of horror and terror. Well, one thing, you're going to enjoy David M. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
There's no way you're David's not enjoying David M.
David's going to be great.
Ben Mills
is awesome.
Amazing.
Unfortunately, someone put up a video of him doing part of his act, so it removed one of my favorite bits by him from the show, but oh well.
Yeah, no one will care. It's fine. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Was that me? It was me.
Yeah, it was you.
Yeah. Well, you bring people in. Okay. Dave doesn't like movie trailers. Now you're revealing everything. Now I don't like this. It's going to be fine. And then there's you and me doing our yippee-yap-a-bip-bap.
Yeah, which people seem to like, so.
Yeah. And if there's anything, listen, guys, if you want us to like, if you want to like write any letters between now and then, we might bring those up on the show.
Of course.
Good time to do that would be now. We enjoy letters like Pierce's letter.
Yeah,
we enjoyed. We've enjoyed other letters in the past. Send us stuff. The more stuff you send us, the less we have to do this bullshit.
That's right. The less work we have to do. What we're trying to say is we're lazy.
Look, dude, we're going to fill this time.
Yeah.
But we might be filling it with a construction worker sketch. You know, or we can fill it with the stuff that you want.
Yeah.
So those are your options.
That's right.
So I'm going to say to you, please, if you can, and you're in Vancouver, come on down to the Rio next week. We would love to see you.
Mm-hmm.
We have loved doing these 99 episodes. We're going to do 99 more. I probably, let's say that. If not, the show will evolve. There'll be spinoffs. We've got some other plans for other things. So exciting stuff is ahead.
It feels like we're wrapping the show up, but I just want to quickly tell a story before we do
now, listen, this is our tradition.
Yes.
It's where I bring the show
to
a wonderful conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
This is the end of Chinatown.
Yeah.
Forget it, Jake. This is Chinatown.
Yeah.
Start to fade.
Yeah.
A car pulls up. Dave comes out. Hey, everybody. I got some new information.
I shoot Jake Gittes.
Do you know one thing that is weird? Mm-hmm. Right after our 100th episode, very shortly after our 100th episode, we will be having our four episodes afterwards. It'll be our second year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be a bit of like having your birthday and Christmas like in the same month.
Mm-hmm.
A little strange. Anyway, please continue.
I just wanted to tell a quick story.
All right. Here comes Dave's story.
Because we actually did not do a show last week. We did a show the week.
Who did our show?
We did two shows the week before that, right?
Oh, thank God. Okay. I was scared it was done by ghosts.
Because Ian was going away. And so we recorded two shows on the Thursday. One by ourselves.
Oh, this
one
is a scary story.
One with your sister-in-law.
This is a scary story. Why? I'm going to tell what happened.
Why? What happened?
The lost episode.
Oh, yeah.
Was this not what you're going to say?
Well, I could tell that story. I was not going to actually, but oh yeah, that was a scary story. Holy crap, that was scary. Because what happened was, at the end of the show, what I normally do is I press save and save what we've recorded.
Because Dave is a Christian, and he believes in blessing every episode.
That's right. So I sprinkled holy water.
That's right. Every episode is washed in the blood of the Lamb.
It turned out my computer had been bitten by a vampire, and it began to shrivel and desiccate in front of me. No, so instead of pressing save, I thought, well, I'll just quickly export this. And so I went to quickly do it, and I pushed the wrong button, and I deleted the entire episode. It was gone.
And how long was that episode, Dave?
About an hour and 50 minutes. Yeah, it was a long show. And it had some funny stuff on it.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, my God. And so I did the classic Control Z, you know, to undo what I had undid. And it didn't work. It brought up the show we recorded earlier. that day. So I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I took some pictures of Dave's face at the time.
Oh, I was kind of acting for that one, but my face before it was ashen. Like I just turned like white. I'm sure I turned white. And I was able to recover it, obviously, because we did have this episode.
Eventually.
But it took about 20 minutes.
It took a long time. Yeah. Like,
well, I found it, but I had a hard time figuring out how to get it out of where it was sitting and back into the show.
Hi, Dave. I'm the episode. Yeah, that's right. Hey, come out of the well.
I'm here tantalizing you.
I'm stuck in this well. Maybe I should just kill myself. No, don't.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just down here.
So part of that was the reason I got home about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning that night.
Right.
Got up the next day at 6:30 in the morning.
You told your wife.
That's right.
Dave and I went and dated some wrestlers.
That's
because you know what? I'm not making that mistake
again. I just, whenever someone asks me to do something, I just say yes now. I'm not having any regrets in my
life. Dave and I go to a sexy tap out club.
Mm-hmm.
And
sexy tap out.
That's right. It's a little wrestle dancing that we do with some ladies.
Yeah. Universal fucking club.
That's right.
So.
But listen, if our wives are listening, it's all fake.
It's all fake. That's right. So I went, got up at 6:30 for work, you know, went, did my normal work day, got home. Now we were going up to my brother-in-law's cabin that weekend to go, for Thanksgiving dinner on Saturday night.
Right. His haunted cabin in the
woods. His haunting cabin in the woods.
If you've seen Evil Dead 2, that's basically
has a bench
the situation.
That clunks against the side. Why would you build a bench that pointed that direction? It's dumb. But anyway, so then,
that's why the house was cursed.
That's right. Bad, architecture.
Yep.
I was going to say archaeology, but that would be wrong.
You know what? I think it was probably on a burial ground, so I'd say archaeology also works.
And yeah. So I had promised to bake pies, which I had not done.
That is a sacred promise.
It was very sacred. So I had to get the show ready, the title card done, and pies baked. So I had what are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at
So I had kind of...
Because you were making fun of Laurel and Hardy earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something about those guys. Yeah. They were just trying to move one damn piano. They weren't like, Laurel and I will also bake a pie at the same time. No, sir.
No.
So you're one up on Laurel and Hardy.
I was two
three,
up on them.
Three
two,
up on them. Yeah.
So I had kind of started a little bit before. I had figured out what I was going to do for the title card. So I went outside. I worked on that. Got the show edited. Did everything. I was finished at about 3 a.m.
Ugh.
Came in.
Yeah.
Started baking pies.
Right.
So I baked pies from
three in the morning. You're the creepy guy baking pies at 3 a.m. Your neighbors are looking in and going, those are clearly meat pies.
Mm-hmm.
He's a murderer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I think all the windows around me were dark while I was doing this.
Yeah.
So I
see the smoke coming in.
I baked a blueberry pie.
Mm-hmm.
I baked a raspberry pie.
Right.
Then I baked a pumpkin pie. I did that last because that's the first time I've done one, so I was a little uncertain.
Once again, following up on my question from 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. lattice crust or no?
Two had lattice crust, and of course pumpkin pie doesn't have a crust on top. Yeah. Yes. And actually, lattice crust is easier to do when you're in a rush. So,
okay.
Because you don't have to... I have trouble rolling out the dough after you've made your bottom crust to get a big enough like circle to put it on top of the whole pie and do all the folding and stuff like that.
I use the pre-made crust. I'm sorry.
I make my own crust.
I understand you do. But you know what? Yeah. Save a little time. Save a little...
But your pre-made crust, does it come with a cover?
Yeah.
It comes with a lid?
You come with two crusts, right? Oh. So you can use it for the bottom or you can use it for the top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? It's a real time saver when you're doing three other things.
I guess so. But anyway, I prefer my own crusts.
Well, enjoy your 3 a.m. pie making then.
So, yeah, I finished at 7 a.m.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Slept for 3 hours.
Crying out loud.
Got up at 10.
Uh-huh.
And then drove.
And then drove into a tree.
drove for 3.5 hours up to the cabin.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
That's right. Hey, Dave.
And then
out.
Guess what? I stayed up till 1 o'clock that night.
Why?
Because I could.
What is your
I don't
normal,
like sleeping.
Okay, let me just ask you. Yeah. What is your normal sleep in
the
night?
I sleep about 5 hours.
So you sleep one more hour. Let me tell you who you sleep one more hour then.
Yeah.
Batman. Batman sleeps four.
Who else? Hugh Hefner.
Well, yeah, because he's always given boner rides. He doesn't have the time. Now, I'm going to point at something, and you let me know if you want to refer to that before we wrap things up.
Refer to this? Oh, yeah. I guess we could... Because a couple of days ago, I discovered the most wonderful French cartoonist. I'd never heard of him before. And his name is Boulet,
mm-hmm.
B-O-U-L-E-T,
mm-hmm.
Jean Boulet. He's, mm-hmm. And his website is called Boulet Corp, like C-O-R-P, as if he was a business or industry. And he does a blog. He does like a website of cartoons every few days. He puts out these wonderful cartoons. And he's just fabulous. And I highly recommend it. There's a really good one about his experiences when he was doing a webcomic, and he did it as a woman. He used a female name, and the treatment he got from people as a woman doing the It's fascinating to read his experiences.
Right. Did he get any of this? Hey, baby, that's some nice work cartooning. Hey, I love to watch those ink lines.
Look at the stuff you do.
Hey, nice panels, baby. Whoa, hey. I'd love to see that weekly.
I got a hammer you can ride on.
Hey, whoa. I'll give that page a tumbler.
So, yeah. No, but that's basically, he got stuff like that. And like, then he'd be like, no, you know, blah, blah, blah. All right, if you want to be uptight about it, you stuck up bitch, blah, blah, blah. And he was getting really like, upset about it. And one of his friends finally, said, you know, you're not a woman, right? So,
and he started to cry.
But it's interesting. And he had, I've been reading backwards. Instead of going right to the beginning, I've been reading backwards. So,
then you would enjoy manga.
That's right. So I just reading instead of reading, but it's interesting because he came, he has some great stories about coming to, the MoCA in New York, the comic convention there, and meeting Kate Beaton and Lisa Hannawalt and
Scott C is correct.
Yeah, Scott C, who does those things about
rivalries.
Rivalries, yeah, and just a bunch of people like that. It's just lots of fun. Like just his experience meeting Felicia Day at the Chicago.
Okay.
And he did it all in like a couple of days. He went to New York, flew to Chicago, was there for 2 hours, got on a plane, flew to Oregon, went to Stumptown, which I'm so mad I didn't go to that one last year. And then he went to TCAF in Toronto.
Okay.
In a short amount of time. But he didn't write about his Toronto experiences. Well, not yet anyway. But I highly recommend it. It's really, really a joy to read.
Well, here's going to be my advice, is that I think we should make a mini comic out of our Adam and Steve thing. And I think we should maybe do a couple of cons. That's what I think.
Okay.
Local cons and that kind of thing.
Okay.
They give an excuse to go and meet these nice fellows.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you put up a link to that?
I will.
Our page as well.
I will link to
that. Look, there's no reason not to go to our page now. SneakyDragon.com. You've got all these wonderful links. You've got pictures of patios. Mm-hmm. Might have a deck picture or two. Yeah. If that's the kind of thing you like. We're going to have some pictures of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends on there.
Yeah.
Sexy pictures.
Not the...
really sexy pictures. Okay.
Yeah,
sexy pictures.
I'll find some recent pictures of Barbie Benton.
Yeah, and the gorgeous ladies of wrestling.
Ooh.
Barbie Benton, I did have a crush on.
Me too.
Gotta say.
Well, dark hair?
I know.
That's what I go for.
Yeah. And so that brings...
On that pervy note.
Yeah, a little creepy, creepy note. Once again, this is not the episode that our wives are going to be listening to.
No.
If
I see Lisa listening to this, it'll be like, no, slow motion grabbing the computer.
Yeah, you're like, oh no, this was the episode I told you we lost. What? I thought you recorded it a week after. No, remember I said I lost that episode? I know, that logically doesn't make sense. Sorry, sweetie. Anyway.
Boop. Sure enough.
So we're going to hopefully see you next week at the Rio Theater. If we do not see you, if you tune in, you'll hear what happened.
Vamp for a while. I'm sure I'll show up.
And we'll try to take some pictures, and we're going to have
a lot of fun. I'll be enjoying my experience as an enophile driving around the Okanagan
and hey,
at various vineyards.
And if we don't see you there, wishing you all a happy Halloween. Stay safe.
Happy Halloween, and more important, happy my wife's birthday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say whatever the saint day that follows.
Whatever.
Is your wife having a birthday?
Halloween.
Is that her birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yes.
Good for her.
Yes.
Does she get candy and cake?
That's why she bitterly resents Halloween.
Also, she's scared of ghosts.
That too.
Yeah. Because you know what? Whenever you're fixing the bathroom, full of those ghosts just sitting there going, that poor bastard.
Well, there's only so many times your mom can send you out for Halloween in your birthday suit before you start to resent it.
That's how we're going to end it. Wrap it up, Dave.
Thank you all for listening. And don't forget to come and see us next week if you're in town, or even if you want to come to town and see us live at the Rio. It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. I just want to say right now that despite the fact that I'm already worried about the technical parts of it, I know that the actual physical show will be fantastic. So hope to see you there.
And happy Halloween from David, Dead Rick, and Ian Boothby.
Very nice. Goodbye, everyone. Ba ba boop a doop boop boop, scoop a doop a doop boop boop a doop.